The fuck was that? This is Winging It, the somewhat whimsical, certainly worrying, decidedly wonky, seldom weighty, endlessly well-intentioned, and wildly witty show about music where one knows what's coming and the other does not. And this happens in between both proper to ensure you can spend anywhere between, 15 and 90-ish minutes with us every week. And I'm assuming you have no idea what we're going to talk about. This one is quite silly. It's rather silly, but fun.
I'm not one of those snooper hacker types. I know nothing.
Snooper hacker. That's their common name, snooper. All right, so
I was thinking, like, if I were to look, if you left your phone there and I was to look at, like, what the subject of the show would be, I would feel like a kid sneaking a look at Christmas presents.
I see.
By the way, Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year. All right, so this time we're going to talk about bands with names having something to do with food or edible substances.
Nice.
So this is from Ranker.com, one of our faves. So why are we talking about bands that have names associated with food or are, in fact, food? Well, I figured it'd be a good idea because we've been going steady with this audience for quite a while, haven't we?
Long time. Yeah.
Right? And I feel like they don't know anything about us. They haven't asked us any questions. They haven't really tried to get to know who the real us is.
They would totally flunk on the newlywed game.
Wouldn't they? Yeah. I mean, they don't know shit. Yeah. And so I thought, you know what? This is a great idea for us to weigh in on names of bands and whether we think they're stupid. Also, if we like their music. But thirdly, just the third part is to let them know, do we even like that kind of food?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a little something so that next time they talk to us, we can actually, you know, if they send us an email or whatever, we actually will know that they care because they can parrot back what we liked and did not like.
Nice.
You see what I'm saying? So this is for all of you who are about to tell us that you love us and, you know, you might be popping the question like, will you be mine forever? And the question is yes, but what do you know about us?
Right.
So consider this our dating game.
That's right.
So let's get to it. Embark on a musical journey punctuated with savory notes and tangy riffs as we dish out a selection of bands named after food. This is, of course, Ranker.com saying this. These intentionally acclaimed groups have made their mark in music, industry, sporting names that resonate with food lovers and music enthusiasts alike. This compilation harmonizes the rhythm and beats of these bands, offering a festive feast. Oh, yeah.
A festive feast. That's the best kind of feast. A festive kind.
For your auditory senses. So this is all about people going in rankers about you. You know, you go in there and you vote stuff up or you vote stuff down. So very interesting. And they say navigate through their buffet of bands named after food, offering taste from various music genres. So here we go. And this is not exhaustive, but the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So I want to talk about how much we love or dislike this band. Now, this band used to be, I feel like, amazing. And I liked some of their old stuff. And then they kind of got redundant for me. I still like them, but not the same way that I used to. So as far as food goes, I also like Hot Chili Peppers. So that's nice. So both the music and the actual food, I'm down with. What about you?
Well, the food, the less said, the better. I'm not a hot chili type of person, mm-hmm. really. Although I'm a little bit spicy now and then, but not so much a fan of the food. And the band, well, they are incredible musicians. And some of their stuff is really hot, really nasty, funky, acid rock. You know, it's good. But most of the time when I hear them, they're diminished because I don't really like Anthony Kiedis much.
Oh, wow.
You know, he kind of drags them down. And I'm not, his Ooh. Whole delivery and the lyric and everything, I don't know. I think I like what they do. And there are bands that they have influenced, like Black Mamba and everything, that really, I think, get right what they didn't quite get right. But I have to respect them because they're, you know, their stuff is good. Their music is really good. And, you know, Kiedis, well, he tries. But
Anthony's a big draw.
Really?
I know. He's always been a big draw. Not only was he super hot back in the day, you know, when I was a kid, But he delivered, you know, the songs in a way that we weren't expecting. So, yeah, he's a big draw. He's a big part of it. It could not exist without him. So, interesting. All right, the Cranberries. So, I rather like Cranberries. Dried, I prefer dried. I want to be honest with you. And I actually really like the music. I'm sad we don't have Dolores anymore, but I am so happy that we have just a huge body of work. I think it's rocky. It's interesting. I mean, obviously, her vocal delivery was really cool. No one can quite do it that way. So I am down with both the food and the band.
And not to rank human beings, like rank her lower than the actual food that they're named after. But I'm a big, big Cranberries fan as far as the food itself. Dried, especially. Throw that shit on a salad. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely fantastic. Cranberry juice, cranberry sauce, you name it. Cranberries, the band, I'm not that really familiar. I'm a bit of a dino. Not that familiar with a great body of their work, but I do like what I've heard. I know Dolores O'Riordan was really talented.
Do you have to let it linger?
I mean, I just apparently I didn't let it linger enough.
Do you
know?
Have to?
I'm just like a zombie or something, you know.
Oh, wow. Well played. Yeah. Nice. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I'm kind of down with that. And I feel like, I don't know if I feel like food names are a good idea, but when I think the Cranberries, I don't think of the food.
No.
I see their faces. I see the videos. So this one had to come up, the Smashing Pumpkins. Of course it had to come up. And I'm a fucking huge fan of the Smashing Pumpkins, as you know, and fucking brilliant musicians, I would say, all the way around. And pumpkins, well, that is fucking my favorite flavor. So I am down for the
food
and the band.
We're all about pumpkin spice everything here.
That's
right.
Pumpkin
spice. Yeah, pumpkins themselves, I mean, the pie is impeccable. I mean, the spice. I mean, It's a fruit. Think of it as a vegetable. It's a fruit. It's a large fruit. And in and of itself, it doesn't really taste like a heck of a lot.
Why is it making me laugh that you said it's a large fruit? I don't know why we had to say that. Just, but there's something really funny.
I mean, it's
a fruit. It's a large fruit.
It's a little... That does sound kind of dumb.
It's a fruit. I think it's a large fruit.
It's a large fruit. Not a small fruit.
It's a hefty fruit.
I think the reason I said that is because just to kind of impress upon you, doubters out there, skeptics, that it is in fact a fruit because it's conspicuously larger than your average fruit.
Okay.
But it's still a fruit.
Perfect. Let's get to the music. Holy shit.
I remember seeing a dictionary definition like 50 years ago, and it stuck in my head, large, cumbersome fruit. And I go, there you go. It's a large, cumbersome fruit.
Okay.
Now, but is the band cumbersome? That's the question, or ponderous. I don't know that much of them. I know, yes, I'm one of those human beings who's never sat down and listened to Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness from one
you
end to the other.
You need to fucking do that.
And you know what? I'm a failure that I've had time now for a while, more time than usual, and I've never actually sat down to do that.
It's so good.
The shame I bear myself.
Okay. Yes, excellent.
Let it not reflect on the show.
No, and when I did play something for you recently by the Smashing Pumpkins, you were actually down with it. So
I think
you're going in that direction.
I was, and I think I said, that guy's not like their regular singer, is he? Or maybe I didn't say that.
No.
She's like,
no.
She's over there trying not to make a face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I do like what I've, I sound like a grumpy old man, but really, despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage, you know. When it comes to the show, at least,
I understand. Okay. I totally understand.
The shame is mine. I do like what I've heard of them, and I'm sure I'm missing something because credible people have told me that. So I will have to give them more of a try out, but I give them a thumbs up for now.
I'm really happy that the band isn't the Pumpkins, that it's the Smashing Pumpkins, because that gives it the edge that it needs.
So
Down. No, I'm not about this band name. I'm not. And I'm just going to tell you, for me, it's like a sexual reference. And I'm sure that maybe that's the point. But the name Cream.
Oh, I think I was going to say Smashing Pumpkins. I was going to say.
No, Cream.
I don't know. Who knows what they're doing these days, you know?
Oh, my goodness. Cream.
Smash Pumpkin Fetish. I mean, you know what I'm saying. Okay, Cream. Actually, maybe it's because I've heard people say this so many times, that the name Cream has been criticized for being elitist. And it's like we're the cream of musicians. You know, I think that's what it was supposed to suggest, was that they're the best of the best.
Maybe it's Prince's fault with his Cream, and then I thought, it must be the same.
Get on top. That's Cream, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, I think it's, I mean, I like whipped cream. Yeah. So, I mean, but when I think, when I see cream, it just makes me think it must be a sexual reference. So it kind of turns me off, which is very strange. But as far as the music, I'm super down with Cream.
Oh,
I love Cream.
Cream is awesome. I mean, you know, I'm sure the lots of people, lots of young ladies were creaming for Clapton and and Bruce and Baker. But yeah, I, of course, I'm a big, big Cream fan. I love Cream. And we might have even done Cream at karaoke tonight. It's a good thing you didn't hear, but we did, in fact.
Wow. So I know how you're going to feel about this one.
What, we didn't talk about the food. Cream.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
We like cream. Cream's great. Who doesn't like cream? Let's move on.
Like like buttermilk, like soups with cream bases. I don't know.
And that could expand to whipped cream. I mean, who knows?
Like, who knows? Yeah. I mean, it could get crazy. Yeah. So then there's Pearl Jam. Mm. Now, Pearl Jam. So I think we're assuming that jam is a food. I'm not sure it's a food. It could be like a jam session. Mm. I have no idea. Like a pearl of a jam. I don't know. But as far as jam goes, I'm jam or jelly. I'm equal opportunity. And I only like the 10 album. I cannot get on board with any other Pearl Jam. But the 10 album is quintessential. I love that album. I've listened to it so many times. But after that, I'm kind of out on Pearl Jam, and I wish that wasn't the case. So perhaps in the future they shall bring me back in, or, you know, reel me back in with amazing jams.
With their new vocalist, hopefully?
I don't have issues with Eddie Vedder.
First of all, it's okay, jam. I like jam. I like jelly. I'll go either way on that one.
Okay.
As long as you got your peanut butter, not enough to choke on. We were talking about that before. But the band, I am terribly, terribly sorry that I don't like this band. It's hard for me to even hear their music because of Eddie Vedder. And, I mean, you ever seen Adam Sandler's send-up of Eddie Vedder? Mm-hmm. It's actually that's what Eddie Vedder sounds like to me. And I don't like that group because I don't like, and the songs, some of them are kind of like, I don't know, not melodically pleasant. I'm not a fan of the band at all.
All right. All right, well, that is an
Info Jeremy. That's terrible. Terrible.
It's a fantastic
Alive,
song.
Alive, awful.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Amazing. So, yeah, this is an unpopular opinion right here. Mm-hmm. Blue Oyster Cult. So, I don't do oysters, so I'm just going to say that and leave it out there. I think it's a really kind of dumb name, to be honest. The coolest part about it is the cult part.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. Like, we have the band The Cult. That's pretty badass. I love their music, of course. Why wouldn't I love their music? It's awesome. You know, so no on the food, yes on the band.
You know, it's funny. Oysters, I'm going to sit here and tell you I don't think I've ever had an oyster, honestly.
Yeah, I can't. It's phlegm on the half shell.
I mean, it certainly looks repugnant.
Yeah.
So not a fan of oysters. I don't think they come in blue. I don't know if that's a fact or not. I don't care. Thanks for the pearls. That's cool. I mean, the oysters gave us Pearl Jam. That's fine. We thank you for that. Actually, we don't thank you for that.
I thank you.
But hey, you're giving us pearls here.
People with taste, thank you.
You're giving us pearls here. But of course, huge fan of the band. I've seen them twice in the last couple of years. I got all their albums. I love that group to death. Is it a good name? It's funny because on the left side, not your left, Christina, mine, left side... She's like, remind me again.
Whatever.
Yeah, she was doing it. Of the jacket I'm wearing right this moment has who? Cream and Blue Oyster Cult. I didn't even think about my food band jacket.
Yes, you have food bands. Yes, you definitely
do. Now I'm looking
do.
For the rest. Love those guys, of course, and criminally underappreciated and overlooked, but still,
awesome.
Everybody knows who they are and everybody knows their stuff. So
yeah, I mean, there's some stuff that I could never hear again, like, I'm burning. I can't. No more. I'm done. I click, change the channel.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, I'm out.
But Vedder's okay. Wow.
Yeah, well, number 456 of hearing that fucking song, I'm good. I'm not burning. I'm done. Let's burn it to the ground. So here's a great one. Meatloaf. I mean, that is about as foodie as you can get. And it's spelled like the actual food. It's not spelled strangely. Now, horrible name for a band. Really stupid. Strange, you know, I guess alter ego name, but and again, he was a cheese fest, like very like. But I mean, I liked Meatloaf's music. He was, you know, over the top, larger than life kind of thing. And I'm down with Meatloaf. Stupid name. I'm done. I don't like that name.
Well, meatloaf, of course, is a delightful food, and I have very fond memories of Mom making
delicious.
Her meatloaf was beyond belief.
Delicious.
And during that time, actually, when I was still quite young, meatloaf came out. Now, initially, meatloaf used the name meatloaf, one word, meatloaf, you know, which to me doesn't work nearly as well. You probably think it's even worse than meatloaf.
It's,
you know?
Both stupid.
Both stupid.
I'm out.
Yeah, he was meatloaf in the beginning. But meatloaf, I don't know why it works exactly.
It doesn't.
I mean, of course, I'm a big fan of meatloaf. Cheese, well, obviously. I mean, ladled on, you know, this is Cracker Barrel, an explosion at Cracker Barrel, that much cheese, you know.
Yeah.
But if you ever listen to my shit, I'm into that, obviously. It's quite plain. But great stuff. But, you know, I know it's not for everybody, but apparently it is, because it's one of the biggest selling albums of all time, so it must be for somebody. But because of the name, maybe I just like it because of the association. It's not the best, perhaps. But as a person's name, it's supposed to sound really grandiose, and yet it's kind of tacky, too. You know?
It sounds really dumb. It sounds like I was a four-year-old, and I went, I want to be meatloaf. It sounds really dumb.
I want to be meatloaf.
I want to be meatloaf. You know, I love meatloaf. Call me meatloaf. Yeah.
Of course, it's based on his initials and the fact that he was big and it was a nickname that was given.
Yeah, why don't
him,
you just use your name? Anyway,
yeah.
That's me. So, cake. I love fucking cake. I can't even tell you. Birthday cake is my favorite cake. So, I'm super down with it. I like lemon cake. I like all kinds of cake. I like cake. And this fucking band, I fucking love this band. There's nothing that they put out that I don't love. It's snarky. It's a little sarcastic. It's funny. It's biting. And he's got a great voice. So I'm super down with this band. So as far as being a good name, it's memorable, but I don't like it. I would rather it be something smart and interesting.
Yeah, it definitely isn't that. Well, of course, I love cake, too. You know.
Yeah, well.
Almost all kinds of cakes, not some. You know. But the band, I have to concede to an unprecedented degree of ignorance about this particular band, because I don't know anything about them.
This is really hurting.
Well,
my heart.
Of course, there are bands out there that I know something they did, usually just one thing, and I don't know it until I know they did it. You know, like Ministry. I can't even think of Ministry's hit song off the top of my head. Cake, I'm sure they got something I know, but I'm woefully ignorant.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's so much hurts me. Eminem.
Okay.
So Eminem, Marshall Mathers, obviously, but Eminem, such a stupid name, I can't even handle myself. I would have rather him called himself Mathers or something. Eminem is really stupid, and it's spelled even lamer. So I don't know why such a badass rapper would want to go by Eminem. I'm assuming it's the same situation as what you just said, where it was a nickname and it just stuck, but it's really stupid, and it makes me sad that he would have that, because it's just not a cool moniker. So I fucking love Eminem. I mean, he's mean, he's unforgiving, he's so fucking badass, he's so good, he's such a talented rapper. I miss him. He's been gone for a long time because he's retired, but fuck, he's a force.
I didn't know. So do we like M&M's? Well, yeah, duh. Of course we do.
Of course
M&M's
I love
themselves,
M&M's.
You know.
Jesus.
But
I will
say
peanut M&M's are the best.
I don't know. We might have to.
Okay.
There ain't no good guys. There ain't no bad nut guys. We might have to disagree on that.
Better with nuts.
But M&M, the name, I actually think the name is okay. If it were M&M, you know, like the actual candy, I would really hate that. I mean, he uses alternate names. I mean, he's got the Marshall Mathers LP, Slim Shady.
Right, but that's not his, but
yeah.
He was known as Eminem.
Yeah,
known
as
Eminem.
His name, his recording name is Eminem.
I like
There's no
Slim
question
Shady.
About it.
I think
Slim
that's
Shady,
better.
I like that too. But Eminem is more distinctive. It has more of a certain dignity. I know it doesn't sound dignified.
It sounds like it has a dignity, Eminem.
It's bizarre because of the way it's spelled. You know?
No.
I mean, Slim Shady just would have sounded like some other jerk-off rapper, and he's
You're
not.
Right. Being named after a candy is much better.
I don't think of him as named after candy, even though it's obvious, a play on his initials. But I don't know. I don't mind the name. And,
oh, my God.
You know,
it's so dumb. I'm saying, if you think of the coolest names that are out there, you're like, oh, I'm cool with Eminem. I'm sorry. I just think it degrades his cool music. Call yourself Slim Shady, because I totally get it. Call yourself Marshall. I don't give a fuck, but Eminem? I'm going to call myself Mars Bar, and you're going to think that's cool? I'm going to call myself Twix, and you're like, badass band name, Twix.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, I think it's kind of lame. I'm glad you like it. I'm sure he's happy you like it. What about Bread? I fucking love Bread, and I love this band.
Yeah, Bread, I mean...
What else do I have to say?
You hear their songs everywhere. You know them, even if you don't know the name. Baby, I'ma want you. You know, I mean, I want to make it with you. Bread is everywhere all the time in all of our lives, whether we know it or not. And, of course, Bread, the stuff itself. Are you kidding?
Oh, my God.
Everybody loves one kind of bread or another. Banana nut to wheat or whatever types you like. But the group, yeah, the group's great. The group is terrific. And David Gates, great singer-songwriter. I mean, it's soft rock. You could it's very soft rock. It's yacht rock in a way. It's mm-hmm. all that stuff.
That's but why I like it. I like it.
Great tunes are great tunes. You know, put them in a box and call them whatever you want. They're great tunes.
Yeah, I really think it's a stupid name for a band too. Mm. I really do. I think it's a dumb name. But I don't know what I'd like to know the origins of all these names. I don't have that, so maybe I'll go back and look up origins, and that might be interesting for another show. But I just think it's stupid.
I mean, yeah, we know a couple, you know, like Meatloaf and Eminem that just are obvious, but Bread, I have no idea. Yeah,
I don't either. So this one struck me as funny. I laughed so hard when I realized it. I was like, Wings? Why would that be? And I was like, Wings? Oh, shit. I do like chicken wings,
oh,
buffalo
my
wings.
God. Yeah, I'm like,
I really do.
Oh,
I
yeah,
like
the
them.
Food. Where's the food? Oh, wings.
I
yeah.
like that, right? So at first I looked at it, I'm like, somebody's got that really wrong. I'm like, oh, fuck. Obviously, that is not what they're named after, wings.
Yeah, no, of course not.
So that was really funny, but I do see that. Wings is incredible. Again, there's a lot of, because of when it was done, there's a cheese factor, but I'm totally down with that level of cheese. I'm in because it's fucking Paul, and it's amazing and beautiful and perfectly cheesy and sappy and magical.
Sorry, we're here to listen. We're just here to listen to what the man said. That's all. I mean,
oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, I do love actual wings themselves, the food. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I don't get the whole appeal. I don't like
it's a vehicle for sauce.
I don't like gnawing on bones.
I don't either. No, I do the buffalo that are always boneless. I don't do
stuff
on bones.
Wings themselves, fine. Nothing is good with bones.
I'm
nothing
not into,
at all.
I don't
want
to eat off
I don't
the
want food debris. I want an empty plate when I'm done, okay? I don't want a bunch of remnants, you know.
Don't make a mess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to look like, you know, a caveman.
Yeah,
you know? But yeah, Wings themselves, fine. The band, I love the band. I think, I'm telling you, I've said it 1,000 times, Wings Over America, live albums, one of the greatest things you'll ever hear. Fantastic songs. Poppy, cheesy, yeah, and they work. They're great. You can't get them out of your head, and a lot of good rock and stuff, too. Seriously, coming out of the Beatles, McCartney just stayed great. I mean, he was great the whole time, which cannot really be said of Lennon, in my opinion. Harrison was fantastic, but not nearly as prolific, you know. But love Wings. Nothing bad to say about them at all. Is it a good name for a band? Actually, yeah, I kind of like it. As long as you don't think of it associated with food, which I never did until tonight.
I never did till I
never
saw it.
Never crossed my mind.
And
it's
really annoyed.
It's a funny joke,
it's
you know.
It's super funny.
But and I'm glad we're not impressionable enough to have it tarnish the memory of the band.
So there are a lot of these bands that are named after food. So I'm just going to give you a few that are funny that you may not have thought of. But Hall & Oates, that's funny, right?
Oh,
Salt
stretch.
And Pepper.
Salt and Pepper, okay, that makes sense, you know.
Well, it's Peppa, though.
Peppa, yeah.
But at least Oates is it's a thing.
They're suggesting Salt and Peppa itself, whereas Hall Oates is like, that. John Oates, that's my fucking name. You're going to make fun of my name?
Well, Oates.
Oates, yeah.
I mean, Bananarama. Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
The Spice Girls.
Okay.
I mean, that's a stretch.
I guess, yeah.
The Sugar Hill Gang. I love the Sugar Hill Gang. Hot Chocolate, You Sexy Thing.
I heard that like an hour ago, I swear.
Oh, hell yeah. And the Lemonheads. I like the Lemonheads. Sweet. I don't know if that actually counts as...
That's a little too broad,
I mean,
you know?
If we're talking about a sweet, I guess that's different.
But I mean, there are all kinds of sweets,
yeah.
You know? I mean, it's do you like sweets in general? Actually, not nearly as much as I did maybe 50 years ago. I'm not a big sweets person.
Yeah, it's okay, but Vanilla Fudge.
Vanilla Fudge.
And then Veruca Salt, of course, because of salt.
That's a stretch.
Fiona Apple, who is one of my faves. I love apples, and I love her music. She's amazing.
Isn't
I always have.
Isn't she the one with the dipshit album titles, though?
Wow.
just random curiosity.
Wow.
Can you feel free to ignore that?
I will feel free to ignore that. We have a lot of ices. I want to just say, I mean, I don't know if that's a food, but we have iced tea, ice cube, and vanilla ice.
Okay.
There's a lot of ices.
Yeah.
Is that a food? I don't know.
Ice cube is not a food. I mean, it's in your food. Yeah.
Well, you eat it, yeah. I guess, you know.
I mean,
so.
Put it this way, I have been eating like pretty much every day for the last, I don't know, 10 years, and I have not had a single ice cube the whole time.
I was like, so, I figure you've been eating.
Yeah.
Wow, I mean, was an interesting statement.
At no time did ice cubes come into it. So
I mean, you eat ice cubes after they've dissolved. I don't know. It's a whole thing. It's an argument. We can work on that another time. But also, we have Lamb of God.
Oh, shoot.
Lamb, I guess, which is really sad because it is a food.
Yeah. Lamb chops of God. Got it. Okay.
I can't even say it. All right. So limp biscuit. So I got the biscuit part and the limp part, whatever. But he did it all for the Nookie, so it doesn't matter. And then fine.
The music just makes me want to, I just feel like saying, give me something to break, you know?
All right. Fair enough. Fine young cannibals. Now, I don't think that really, cannibals, so that we're saying humans are food. I don't know. I had to say it because it was so weird. I was like, y'all are weird. The honey.
That's by the way. It's a book or something like that. It was the title of a book or a movie or both possibly that they got that from. As dumb as it seems, they didn't make it up.
Right. Yeah. I know that, but it's as far as names go, it's not food.
It drives me crazy.
It's not food. A cannibal is not. It's not. It's just weird.
No,
anyway.
It's not a food, and let's not even call people food. You know,
it's just very strange. Yeah. Cherry Poppin' Daddies, Zoot Suit Riot, you know.
I love that swing stuff. Hate fun. The band's name, of course.
It's a very weird name. It's stupid.
It's an ugly name. Cherries, I dig cherries, though.
I dig cherries. Yeah. But there's a lot of things, a lot of these. I mean, Veruca Salt is a cool name, but we know why, you know. So there's some cool. Lamb of God is a very cool name, especially for a death metal band. Let's see. A couple other ones here. Here's some that were not on the list that bothered me. That I thought should be there. The sugar.
You thought of these.
Yes.
Oh, very nice. I was going to try to.
The sugar cubes. Yeah. Five finger death punch.
Wait a minute. What? Punch?
Right. Five finger death punch.
Like the punch we're drinking right now?
It's something you can ingest.
Okay, very well.
Yes. Meat puppets. Tangerine dream. Humble pie. Cracker. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Wild Cherry, Midnight Oil, and the Pineapple Thief. So those are ones that were not on there. So I think it was just very interesting to both learn a little bit about us, what our preferences are food-wise, what we do and don't like, because they may not know that. So it's just a little bit of a hey, are you wanting to go on a date with us? If you are, here's what we like.
This is,
what
we don't
like.
You can order this in advance. You can even send it to the studio.
That's right, exactly. So anyway, I just thought it was kind of fun to see how many bands there are named after food and what some people consider food, like ice and cannibals.
You know, I'm trying to think of using that stretchy of elastic of a criteria. I'm wondering what else there is out there. If I could think of one, I wish I had a minute.
Oh, there'll be so many more. Yep. I mean, like there's Strawberry Alarm Clock, Ambrosia.
Actually, that popped into my head when you said that, you know.
Milli Vanilli, there's Green Jelly, there's the Raspberries, there's Hootie and the Blowfish. Not that you should be eating blowfish because you could die, but it is
gotta be cooked
a food.
Just right. Yeah.
The Gin Blossoms, the Darlings of Arizona. Blah. But anyway, so I just thought it was kind of an interesting little topic. So one of the things that was the most divisive, the name that was the most divisive associated with food is Blind Melon. Because for some reason, people were saying, well, I don't think that it deserves to be on this list. And the people are like, it's a melon. So for some reason, it was the most divisive, like 50-50%. 50 people voted it up and 50% of people voted it down.
You know, I've eaten quite a few more melons than I have ice cubes in the last couple of years.
Were you blind when you ate the melons?
I mean,
you
know,
blindfolded or
the melons couldn't see shit, apparently. No. But melon is at least a food. We acknowledge melon is a food.
Are also large, like pumpkins.
Here's the test, okay? Go buy melons and see if they tax you on it. If they don't, it's food, you know? Well, actually, they wouldn't tax you on the ice cubes either, probably.
Though they should,
because it ain't
true.
No damn food.
If I go buy ice, they're going to tax me on it. I can only imagine.
Oh, okay. So they tax you on ice, and they don't tax you on melons.
Right. They're not
okay,
going to.
Okay, see? So?
So I don't know.
They've settled it for us, you know?
So thank you so much for going along this little food ride with me. And I think it's very interesting to see just how many people are named after food. And there are a lot. And there are a lot more than this list. So if you have any of your favorite bands.
Oblast. Our American friends are having technical trouble. I can relate. Let's help them sign off.
Ready.
And that only leaves few to say.
Let's fly this coop.
This has been Winging It, a presentation of Birds of a Feather on What the Flock Radio.